the medical systems don't have all the answers, and the local Native Americans taught him all about the herbal medicine. So I branched off on my own, and eventually I went to a different college, a holistic college, and I learned how to recognize and dive into the scientific literature that presented years and years of studies on botanicals and alternative medicines. Everything evidence-based, of course, and coinciding with the indigenous peoples of the world and their knowledge about botanical medicines, and then plus we have the successes of the clients because of following these well-established protocols.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Wendy Myers. Welcome to the Myers Detox Podcast. Today, we have a fantastic show. We have Mary Esther Gilbert on the show. Mary has 40 years of experience in studying nutrition, and she's going to be sharing her knowledge with us about the problems with conventional supplements, the problems with absorption, the problems with taking supplements without their cofactors, and how you can avoid all of this stuff by taking supplements with plant phytochemicals in them, with high absorption, with all of the negative ions and the energetic components that are in plants, the enzymes in plants, that what we need. And it's not enough. We need more than that. We're going to dive deep on all of these topics related to supplements on the show today. And our guest, Mary Esther Miranda Gilbert, she is a nutrition science, physiology, and alternative medicine researcher and writer. And she teaches the essential connection between understanding and applying complete and biologically correct perpetual cellular nourishment and mastering one's health. So for over four decades, she's effectively researched and developed evidence-based nutritional protocols founded on nutrition science, physiology, and holistic whole health nutrition. She draws upon scientific research from the fields of biophysics, biophotonics, and bioenergy work, as well as teaching proven techniques for releasing emotional trauma and subconscious blockages in the body's energy flow through its meridians. Clients, students, readerships, membership, and audiences have learned how to successfully transform their health, implementing her true health mastery system, the result of over 40 years of ongoing research of nutritional therapies and their healing energy frequencies critical for thriving without disease. You can learn more about her work, her books, courses, and membership program at holisticchoices.com. Mary, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me here, Wendy. I'm really honored and happy to be here.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the health, you know, taking care of people's health and teaching people about health.
Okay. Well, it started back in the 70s when I decided to follow in my grandfather's footsteps, who was an MD, and discovered that the medical systems don't have all the answers. And the local Native Americans taught him all about the herbal medicine. I decided to go to college as a clinical dietitian. And throughout the curriculum, I realized they were not teaching how to heal the body using any kind of the botanicals in the plant kingdom. So I branched off on my own, and eventually I went to a different college, a holistic college, and I learned how to recognize and dive into the scientific literature that presented years and years of studies on botanicals and alternative medicines. So that's the branch I took off on, and I've been on that road ever since, healing my clients. Everything evidence-based, of course, and coinciding with the indigenous peoples of the world and their knowledge about botanical medicines, and then plus we have the successes of the clients because of following these well-established protocols. So that's where I am now. After having retired my practice 13 years ago, I moved to Arizona, and I have been just writing articles and teaching, and currently going to be launching my new True Health Mastery Institute online.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, so it's further educating people all about health. And so I wanted to do a deep dive today with you about the liver, because I think people don't realize how much in trouble their livers are. There's 100 million people in the U.S. alone with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And the liver does so many different functions of the body that I can't stress enough that people really need to be thinking about taking care of their liver and giving it the nutrients that they need, and the nutrients, more importantly, they need for proper detoxification. So why don't we do a deep dive on the liver's roles? Like, what are some of the liver's functions? And then we'll get into the detox pathways as well and nutrients needed to support those.
Sure. The liver is the place where the body stores the toxins. And so if your diet isn't healthy, if you're not on a daily basis eating foods that help your body eliminate a lot of toxins, then it's going to be stored in the liver. The liver produces enzymes, and it aids in helping digestion, helping to store fats and get a lot of fats out of the bloodstream. So we've got a lot of functions in the liver that is an actual aid to the digestive process. So it's actually an accessory organ, not inside of the digestive system, but it aids in distributing and utilizing not just fats, but also sugars. So it helps the pancreas take sugar out of the bloodstream and store. If there's too much sugar in the bloodstream, then it forms triglycerides. And the liver helps the pancreas take that out of the bloodstream and store it in the form of body fat, whether it's in the liver or outside of the body. Anywhere in the body, we have different types of fatty cells, including in the brain and the spinal cord. But also in the bloodstream, you know, they're circulating all the time, arriving at various body system cell receptor sites to be able to utilize for energy or to build new cell structures. So all of these fats need to be directed and controlled. The gallbladder has to do with digesting fats. However, the excess is always stored in the liver. So also we've got different plant chemicals that help this process as well to help remove those toxins. So we've got the nerve cells, you know, the brain cell tissues, the spinal cord, the blood and the blood vessels, the lymph vessels, the nodes, the fluids. Those have to all circulate all of these different toxins out of the body. And so with the phytonutrient compounds, it'll bind to a lot of these toxic chemicals to help them eliminate it through the five eliminated organs.
One thing, you know, to eat a healthy diet, but people definitely need to optimize detoxification by taking specific nutrients that support the liver. But first, let's go through some of the detox pathways. So can you talk about phase one and go into that in detail and some of the nutrients we need for that?
Well, there's various phases. Phase one would be to, in the process of digestion and the food particles that are small enough to fit through the cell membranes and enter the bloodstream will be circulating. And so, of course, the DNA is the detection system, and it operates with the nervous system and the hormonal system and the immune system. So they all communicate with each other to make sure that these things are distributed properly. There's so many different pathways that need to be expressed through our cells that eventually will produce a clean system for the circulatory system to distribute all these nutrients, to have the molecules that will bind to toxic chemicals arrive at these cell receptor sites. It's all happening at the cell receptor sites, and the DNA within every cell will not allow certain substances through the cell membrane. So it has to be compatible, as the scientists call it. It has to be detected as of the self. And if it's not detected of the self, then it will repel it. So these particles get circulated all over the system and they start creating damage and inflammatory reactions and all of that.
Can you talk about some of the nutrients that are optimal for phase one detox?
Well, if you're taking in whole food complexes, you're going to have the purified water and the electrolyte components of the water so that it conducts electrical charges to carry out the enzymatic actions that will stimulate all of these cellular processes. So we do need to have live enzyme active food to accomplish that. And then if you are taking in a wide variety of different plant foods, you're going to have a huge array of phytochemical compounds that are so compatible with our bodies. Our DNA reads those compounds and allows them inside the universe of your cells where true health happens or the disease process happens. And so we've got to have the nutrient compounds in the plant foods. And of course, the other food groups also, you know, proteins and whole food carbohydrates, they have their role as well as far as repair and regenerating and creating energy. But the phytonutrient compounds are extremely important because they are detoxifying, they are antimicrobial, antiviral, antibacterial, antiparasitic, antifungal. They are very independent as far as not always needing the immune system to detect, you know, the immune system and mobilize the immune system to get rid of toxins, but they work on their own really because they do a sweeping cleansing action throughout the body.
And are you saying we need kind of live plant foods versus cooked? Like I personally think we need both. Are you saying we need like live foods like sprouts and things like that that give us live enzymes?
Sprouts are one of the many different types of raw foods, but my nutritional synergy system that I developed over the years, when I was in college and I was looking at all the different food systems and the government guidelines, they were so inadequate. I was learning more and more about what the body truly needs. And so it requires so much more. So the more variety of foods you eat, such as fruits and berries, all the different berries, different varieties of fruits, they all contain those enzymes, leafy greens, you know, all the super greens and the super vegetables, the broccoli, the brassicas, things like that, asparagus, the whole array of different kinds of vegetables, they all have their unique compounds. Some of them have very similar compounds, but when you have a plant that has its unique combination of compounds, then it's going to act a little bit differently. So it's all very, very beneficial for the detoxing and cleansing process. And yes, once you cook something over 120 degrees, boiling point is 212 degrees Fahrenheit, right? But 120 degrees is the temperature at which the enzymes are destroyed. And those enzymes are the biocatalysts for every single body system, for every single biochemical reaction that happens in our cells. And we've got multiple trillions of cells doing even more multiple trillions of biochemical processes every moment. Whenever I ask audiences, how many cells do you think the body has? They'll say, oh, a million. No, it's multiple trillions, and they're always active and they're always communicating and detecting. So without enzymes from these foods, our bodies who are living tissues, they contain enzymes also, and our digestive system must have enzymes to break down those gigantic molecules of food down to the point where the micronutrients can enter the cell membranes and to do the repair work and regenerative work at the cellular level. Trying to get a simplistic view of the body is kind of difficult. You can't get around the science. It just does so many things. And to try to fix a health issue, as minor as it might be, it requires still the huge array of the different vitamins and mineral compounds in their right atomic structures. They have to be electrical. If you cook a food, then it loses that electricity. Those electrolytes become inert. So the body has to compensate by dipping into its own body stores, its own electrolyte stores. Since we're living beings, you know, we're really electrical beings at the quantum energy, light energy frequency level. So that has to be kept active and alive too, so that it can fire those enzymes to keep them going, to keep all these processes going, including the detoxification.
Yeah, and that's the biggest problem I have with some of the proponents of the carnivore diet or low carbohydrate diets, where they're eating very little fruits or vegetables or eliminating fruits for weight loss and things like that, when we have the BRICS minerals in tree fruits and the enzymes and the antioxidants that are so important for health in many ways. Can you discuss your thoughts on the low carb and or carnivore diets?
Our bodies are made out of protein other than water and nutrients and some sugars and some fats. Every single structure, every single cell, and every single fluid, everything in the body requires protein. So when we eat protein, especially the animal-derived proteins, they're considered a complete protein because they contain all 8 or 9, depending on your age, amino acids that the body needs to build new tissues at the microcell level. So when we digest meats or any foods from the animal origin kingdom, then we have to digest them all the way to the point where they become amino acids so that the body can rebuild and choose what it needs to rebuild. It could be a nerve cell. It could be the different cells. And then if you go higher in the hierarchy, it can be regenerating the tissues at an organ or even a skeletal structure or nourishing the DNA in the immune system. The immune system has its own DNA as well. All of that is made out of protein. So we do require the meat kingdom, you know, the animal-derived origin kingdom. However, our bodies are such that if we take in only the meats, then we don't have the energy required to utilize, like in the carbohydrates, the energy that it takes to break those down. The body has to break those down and eliminate the nitrogen compound part of the molecule to create a new carbohydrate. And that's a very low and long process. A person can have some real blood sugar issues if it has to wait for breaking it down so that you have a sugar glucose molecule available to fuel the cell energy cycle or to fuel the brain. Our brain utilizes glucose for its fuel. That process is very, very slow and very, very tedious and can lead to a lot of different side effects. So if you're taking in that very important food group, the animal protein, we can have those amino acids, then you also need to complement that with a whole food carbohydrate. And I say whole food because the long chain carbohydrate molecule requires a lot longer to break down than it does a simple sugar that's in a fruit. It's just a two-step process to become the blood glucose when you eat a fruit. But when you're taking in what we call starches, then it takes a little longer to break those down. Those actually are much better stabilizing force. If you need long-term energy, if you're studying or if you require a lot of mental work during your day, then a complex carbohydrate will help sustain the needs of the brain to function over a period of time. But if you become hungry, usually it's because it's missing one of these components, whether you need an amino acid and your body's breaking down its own body proteins to complete one of the multiple trillions of processes in the body. So that's why you have to maintain the amino acid intake or the protein intake to have all those amino acids available to complete all those processes. But the carbohydrates will fuel those processes. And then you've got the phytonutrient compounds that also help fuel every single process. If a person eliminates the plant kingdom, then they're going to feel tired and fatigued, and they're going to be in an inflammatory state, which means pain and inflammation, all these different inflammatory reactions that happen when the plant kingdom is missing in the diet. You have to have all three. You have to put those all together and, of course, stay hydrated and even take whole food supplements, organic, if you can find them. I do have certain supplements that I do recommend when you have to fill the gaps, because people don't always either they don't have time to eat properly, or they don't think they really need it, or they just want to get by and they just don't want to be bothered, you know? So there's different phases, different levels of concern for one's health.
Yeah, and any diet that tells you not to eat fruit, run for the hills, because that's just the most ridiculous health advice. And it's amazing how many diets say to not eat fruit. It's just, or personal trainers and things like that, if people are trying to lose weight, they're like, oh, eliminate all those carbs and you're going to lose weight faster. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that from a multitude of different trainers, and it's just ridiculous. You need fruit and complex carbohydrates, et cetera, and all the nutrients within. So let's talk about supplements. You're an expert on supplements. There's a lot of different problems with detox supplements, with multivitamins. And I think one of the biggest problems is the forms and the absorbability. So our body's ability to absorb and utilize these nutrients. Can you talk about that general issue today with the problems with just the garbage out there in the supplement industry?
They're getting better. When I first started studying this industry back in the 70s, the synthetic or shortened, or I should say partitioned version of vitamin, a lot of people were coming forward, the doctors and scientists were proclaiming that, oh, this synthetic vitamin that we created in the laboratory is just as good. So when you look at these things in the form of a schematic diagram, or even if you can imagine the holographic perspective of what an actual vitamin is complex is made of in a plant and how it is working in the plant's system, then you understand that there's so much more than just a few molecules that you put together. And sometimes scientists have actually extracted part of these B complexes. Every vitamin, by the way, is a complex in itself. So when scientists have in the past extracted, partitioned, I should say, part of that molecule, then it only does part of the effect, right, in the body. So the body has to dip into its own stores to try to utilize that. And that means breaking down, body proteins in order to fulfill the vitamin that's present there. Otherwise, it'll just break it down into carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen and whatnot. So when you want a B complex, you want the whole food and you want the raw food. You want the light energy frequency circulating at the atomic quantum energy level. You want the enzymes that are sparked by the electrolytes, the electricity that's in the plant. And so all of that is so much more immediately effective. So the body can utilize that immediately for so many things as it deems necessary. So taking a certain vitamin or a certain food and thinking it's going to make a beeline, say for the eyes or the bones, it doesn't work that way. It requires a synergistic amount of different types of nutrients coming together in that live energy active form in order to work in the body.
Talk to us about the problems with multivitamins. Like so many of the multivitamins that people take, I personally think are more harmful and inflammatory and problematic than they are health promoting. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, there's very few supplements out there that are made from whole foods and are organically grown ingredients. Now, the enzyme factor is often missing because they have to process them in somewhat heated environments. They don't heat them to the point of destroying the nutrients, but they also have to dehydrate the plant materials. So they're missing that water electrical component, even the best organic whole food supplements out there. So if you want to take a supplement, then look for the organic and look for one that has the full spectrum of plant substances, the different types of foods and the different types of, say, fungi, just all these different super micro foods that they put in supplements nowadays or that you can buy separately in a bottle. Why waste a lot of money on all these individual nutrients and try to put them all together when you can have a whole food organic supplement? It could be a powder form, it could be a liquid form, it could be a, you know, capsule or tablet. That's just a supplement because you don't have the same exact holographic electrical quality as you do in a whole organically grown food.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's another problem is many times people are taking supplements. They're not taking the cofactors needed to absorb that nutrient. Like for instance, taking vitamin D, they're taking that and then it's not really the forms our body needs. And they're not getting the magnesium and the D, and they're not getting the K, taking all these synthetic supplements that just aren't performing how they're desiring. And then why are my vitamin D levels not going up? Well, it's not a big surprise. Let's dive a little bit deeper into the multivitamins and why those aren't working. So can you talk about the cofactors a little bit and why certain nutrients aren't going to absorb unless they have the cofactors that help them to absorb?
Yes, we're talking about the enzymes and the electrical orbitals of the atomic structures of the foods. So again, that's another disadvantage of supplements. They don't have those live electrical holographic type of function. So when you have a coenzyme, it's actually the vitamin complex that's aiding the formulation of various enzymes that the body needs to carry out all these multiple trillions of biochemical processes. And so when we have a cofactor, it's the same thing with the minerals. They also have their array of countless enzymes that or electrical systems in the cell structures that you need to carry out this energy that requires it to function, to move the cell, to move energy, to move information, to move all these biochemicals so that these cells can do their functions. So everything, again, everything happens at the cell level and has to be a live, enzyme-active, energy-active environment within every one of our trillions of cells in order to work at the macro scale.
Yeah. And you've been studying nutrition and diet and supplements for over 40 years. In your opinion, do people need to take supplements? Are we not getting everything that we need from food?
Well, it's not often that someone will pay attention to their diet that closely and to only take in organic foods. Organic foods are higher in minerals and higher in those phytochemicals that are so important. So yes, I would say that if you find an organic food that contains some of the digestive enzymes, and of course, they're not going to be as effective as an energy active whole food, like the tropical fruits are very active proteolytic enzymes that break down things like scar tissue and reduce inflammation and carry out all these other processes. But if you have a supplement that is organic and it's got at least 100 different, you know, plant substances in it, then you're going to have a more effective supplement than if you have a bargain brand version of it. So, and also the other ingredients, pay attention to the other ingredients. If the other ingredients outnumber the amount of nutrient factors in a supplement, then you don't want to take that supplement at all. A lot of these other ingredients still in this day and time have a potential allergenic or health damaging effect. So it depends on the responsibility of the corporation that's manufacturing the different supplements.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that you ask the questions and call the toll-free numbers, go to the company's website and really investigate where the plant substances come from, where they're grown. That makes a lot of difference as well as their effectiveness as well.
Yeah, I think people, they don't realize that the supplements they're taking can be more problematic for them. I think you have to be very, very discerning and really question what it is you're taking and why you're taking it. Is this really a health-promoting product? Because supplements are very, very expensive. And I've largely moved away from a lot of supplements into more whole food-based products like spirulina and other things. And I wanted you to also talk about a specific product called DNA drops that are really interesting. I take these as well. I've been taking them for a number of months and have been extremely impressed with how much better I feel taking them, my energy levels and things like that. So talk about what DNA drops are exactly and how they're superior to other nutritional supplements.
This is great because I have been examining supplements for several decades now. And I've seen how the industry has grown and improved somewhat. Some companies who care have really gone a long way trying to produce more whole food material. So when I came across the APL Go company, I was invited to go to New York to meet the owners and the executives. We're just trying to enter the United States. They'd already established themselves in about 60 other nations throughout the world. And they always wanted to be in the United States. So we kind of helped them get through the red tape of trying to establish a company in the United States. And having been very familiar with the FDA laws and the guidelines and all that kind of thing, we really did a lot of help in trying to get them established here. When they introduced to me the technology, because I had said, okay, fine, I'll go, but I've already used a lot of these botanicals in my practice. Heck, I even grew a lot of them on my property, and I knew what they did. You know, I used to mix my own formulations for my clients. I knew what they did. I knew the science behind them. And I said, okay, so there's a lot of supplements out there that actually kill the enzymes and definitely destroy the electrical components of a living cell. And so I said, why is this so different? But when they explained the technology, which actually maintains that electrical conductivity in the plant material, that's what impressed me the most. There's no other supplement in the whole world that I have found so far, and I'm always looking to understand how alive and how viable the nutrients are. So that means the enzymes are active and there are whole food components, all the phytonutrient compounds that are easily enter our cell membranes, by the way, and our DNA recognizes immediately as 100% utilizable. So that's what impressed me the most. And the more I found out about, you've got to look at the ethics of a company and you have to look at their attitude and actually how long they've been in practice. And there are thousands of testimonials all over the world that were already coming through. So I said, all right, I'll give it a try. I started out as an associate, but not being a salesperson, I always have beeline every time I'd endorsed a company, which is very few so far in my 45-year career. I just decided to always just go to the product and even put my clients on some of these products. And when I saw the results in my clients through the years in other products, I had already retired by the time I found this company. So I decided to wholeheartedly endorse it like I always have before. And that's when I decided to write the book, because this was too important for the associate to not understand their own nutritional physiology, let alone try to sell the product to their clientele or their patients or whatnot, or even share it with their family and friends or whatever. But this is what got me interested, is that technology that simulates an electrical storm actually in this gigantic vat that they put all the very carefully preserved plant materials. No preservatives, by the way, but they just are careful when they harvest the plant materials to maintain their optimal viability. So when they place these plant materials in this gigantic vat, they simulate an electrical storm. And that means they bombard the already energy active molecules in the plants with even more antioxidant negatively charged particles. So if you've ever been in an electrical storm or after an electrical storm, you notice how the air is very ionized. It smells fresh and clean because of the negatively charged particles in the air. So they managed to take a hold of the science behind it, which was actually created by a group of scientists that trusted this company with their formulation. So they were able to transfer all that knowledge to the company. And that's how they've been able to manufacture these viable drops. They're so tiny. People think, how can they work? They're so tiny. That's the point which the body has to break down foods anyway to that micro nutrient component in order to enter our cell membranes to do that fabulous work in the cells, right? So it was already there. And the fact that it's so absorbable because of the plant materials that are already active and they're easily entering through the cell membrane. When a person puts the drop in their mouth, it dissolves and it enters the mucosal cell membranes and enters the bloodstream immediately. And of course, the immune system and all the communication systems allow it to enter all the cells as they arrive at the different sites in the body to do any kind of repair work, because the DNA in those plants are so compatible. And I've done a lot of research and I've done a lot of presentations on the fact that our DNA reads the DNA of plants. And that's why we're so compatible with plants. And that's why we need them so much to splice out segments of DNA that are in the plants that our DNA recognizes and is able to splice it into our own DNA in damaged areas of our DNA. So that's what's very impressive about this particular technology in that develops these particular products.
And so when someone's taking the lozenge, it's amazing that it just starts absorbing right away. It doesn't have to go through your digestive system like typically, when you're taking a capsule, it's got to go in and digest. It absorbs right away into your bloodstream, like you said. Super high absorbability, really pleasurable to take, because they use like a beet sugar, correct? They're using kind of natural plant sugars to sweeten them.
Yes. Yes, it's all organic and it's all certified at the highest levels. And so it's a very clean product. So yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and diabetic safe. These are not going to raise your blood sugar levels or anything like that. Just for my own personal testimony, I started taking them. I definitely was so impressed at how much better I felt so quickly. Definitely reduced my inflammation levels. I just felt like I had more energy. I just felt really good. A lot of times you're taking supplements, you don't really feel anything, probably because they're not really absorbing or not very high quality. With the DNA drops, I definitely felt a reduction in my inflammation, less pain in my lower back, which I was having at the time when I first started taking them. Really, really high quality supplements.
Yes, when a person is in a state of inflammation and the body's producing all these stress chemicals and perpetuating that problem, but you need something that comes along and repairs it right where the problem is. So it goes right into the cells and repairs any DNA that's the problem. When you repair the cells at the DNA level, then obviously it's repairing the tissues at the micro level. So then the pain goes away because the problem is not there anymore. It's been repaired. And that's what nutrients do. This is why they're so immediately effective because they go right in. The DNA says, I need this sequence of genes to splice into my own damaged area in my DNA. And so that's what happens. It's that repair splice process. This is not something unique to the drops. This is something the body does when it ingests the right types of foods. So the drops are the next best thing to a raw food because it has the enzymes, because it has, all these active components and the electrical. That is so important. When you've got the electrolytes, the negatively charged particles at work constantly, then that's what the body needs to finish the repair work.
Yes. And so let's talk about one of the DNA drops. There's 18 in total. I know the company is making more of those. And I've been taking all 18 of them personally. But one of the DNA drops is called HPR, which, stands for Hepar, which is the Latin word for liver. So what are the key ingredients in HPR that are so important for liver support and detoxification?
Great. Yeah. Go into my book and I will tell you exactly what this particular formulation has. The heper, which means liver, like you said, it contains seven botanicals in the manufacturing process. The membranes are thinned out to the point by this electrical storm stimulation, the membranes of the plant cells become thinned out. So all of the plant cell components get released into the system, and these plant cell components are the little organs or organelles inside the cells that will manufacture all the different energy components like new proteins and new carbohydrates, sugars that are small chain carbohydrates that will be released into the blood to help energize this, that, and the other, or and just continue working inside the cell to energize the cell's needs. But we have all of these different components inside the cells that are at work for us too. So we don't have to worry about all the digestive process to try to extract all of those very compatible and very necessary components that our own cells can identify with. Our cells are so almost identical to plant cells. We have the same protein manufacturing sites, the energy producing sites, and ones that package and produce various proteins. Plants have those exact same processes. We are so compatible with plants. So that's why these ingredients were chosen to help cleanse the liver, to go into those microcirculatory pathways in the liver and really do detoxing, cleansing, repairing action in there. So the ingredients in heper are artichoke, the leaf part, the avocado, dandelion root. Notice how the company will be using mostly roots and leaves rather than some of the less potent parts of the plant. So they go after the nutrient density of these plants. So dandelion root, milk thistle seeds. Seeds are also where the DNA is contained in the plant, right? And the peach and raisins and turmeric root. So these are the basic components that have been chosen to help cleanse the liver. So let's go over the artichoke very quickly. I mean, aside from the obvious vitamins and minerals in these plants, so it's been shown to reduce cholesterol in the blood and it has a positive effect, on the liver. So it helps increase bile flow so that you can remove obstructions in the bile flow when you're digesting fats. It's used for great skin clarification, eczema and psoriasis. And sometimes when you have a toxic liver, then it's going to be one of the detox organs is the skin. So you're going to have a lot of health issues where the skin cells don't replicate properly and they start piling up and causing the psoriasis and the eczema, or if you have an abundance of the pimples. So best your skin trying to eliminate all these different toxins. So if you keep your blood and your liver clean, then your skin will be beautiful too. So it's all about how your body uses fats and keeps the liver and the gallbladder clean as far as the globe artichoke is concerned. So the next one is the avocado, and that's high in vitamin E, which is a very good antioxidant. In other words, it neutralizes all of these synthetic toxins or all these stress chemicals so that they can be broken down and eliminated out of the body safely and not damage any of our cells. So vitamin E is extremely important for bringing in more oxygen into the blood circulatory system. Your viewers probably already know this. This is old knowledge. But as far as the phytonutrient compounds that are in avocado, then it helps utilize these vitamins. You know, they've got the enzyme action in the avocado will help utilize fats more effectively. When you have a lot of the wrong types of fats in the body, then it's going to clog all of these different circulatory pathways and all the eliminative organs and the bloodstream to prevent any kind of blockages and to prevent hardening of the arteries or strokes, you know, or heart attacks and things like that. So keeping the blood vessels flexible and pliable so that we can withstand the force of increased blood pressure, especially if you're exercising, then the avocado is very well known for helping improve the quality of your blood vessels and keeping all these different synthetics from clogging up the circulatory systems. And dandelion root, that's always been known to help cleanse the liver. And it's those phytonutrient compounds that actually adhere to any of those synthetics that help take it out of the circulatory system of all the, like the digestive glands and the kidneys and the liver and gallbladder. So basically, we're talking about the wrong types of fats that may be being eaten, like fried foods, what they call trans fats. So those are the ones that stick to the artery. Those are the ones that cause the damage at the cell level, and they clog the system. So these phytonutrient compounds have been known to bind molecularly to these synthetics to carry them out of the body. So that's why the liver is so important, to keep those pathways clear in the liver system as well. I mean, there's literally 25,000 phytochemical compounds that have been found in the plant kingdom. And so, you know, I list a lot of these in my database in this very book because they're too vast to list on these monographs, you know, in the book. But yeah, that's that one. And then we've got the milk thistle seed, which has the ingredients or the DNA that when the plant is grown, then the whole plant knows what to do. It's got the DNA instructions to protect itself from the elements and from invasive organisms. And it keeps the plant healthy if they're grown in nutrient-rich soil. So the milk thistle seed is very, very important. It contains that information that is transferred to our own DNA to help protect the liver. And it's been known to treat various forms of liver diseases. Now, I'm not saying that the product itself will treat a liver disease. That's not something that we can safely say when we're representing a company. But as far as the science goes, it's no question as to why so many of these scientific studies have shown that this is effective for any kind of liver problem. And that includes like necrosis or liver cell death, anything like scarring of the liver, alcohol, cirrhosis, hepatitis, different types of inflammation because of viruses that settle in the liver. So these will help break all those down and help the immune system eliminate them effectively, help them be regenerated. The tissues of the liver can be more easily regenerated without all of the obstructions, I mean, disruptions of the DNA. So it's anti-inflammatory, you know, it helps the immune system, antiviral, anti-tumor. So many of these phytochemical compounds in these plants have been shown to destroy tumors directly. So yeah, all these different phytonutrient compounds that are in these plants are remarkable. So then we have the peach with its normal amount of vitamins and minerals that help detoxify the body and help move things along quickly in the circulatory system so that nutrients can arrive at all the different cell membranes. But this one's been shown to help the functioning of the stomach and the pancreas and just every single metabolic process in the body. It's quite a superfood. You wouldn't think so. It's just a normal food you buy at the grocery store all the time, but it's actually quite good. So then we've got another substance that's common in things like pears and apples. It's called pectin. That's been known to help reduce the high-density lipoprotein so that the low-density lipoprotein can do its job of sweeping out the cholesterol levels in the blood and regulating the cholesterol levels. And it's also known to reduce inflammation. I'm just picking out things that apply because these plants are pan-systemic. they not only address the detoxification pathways in the body, but they have other nutrient compounds that do other things in other body systems. But in this case, it was chosen for its ability to do all these things here. And then we've got the raisin. It's a very good cleansing and anti-inflammatory. If it's been hydrated like the raisin, notice they didn't choose the grape. The grape has its place, of course. It's very cleansing and all that. But the raisin is highly concentrated in those nutrient compounds that actually help reduce things like developing cardiovascular disease, you know, and helping with the low-density lipoprotein and the cholesterol. And it's been shown to reduce the risk of diabetes. I mean, you wouldn't think so because it's very sweet, but glucose is immediately utilizable. And so it's very diabetic safe. Fruit is almost very diabetic safe because of the sugar that's so needed by every cell in the body for its energy production. Okay, then we've got the turmeric root. The turmeric root is one of those foods that have been researched for many years, and there's an overwhelming amount of scientific data on the turmeric root, and it's a very known anti-inflammatory. It'll clean out the liver. It improves digestion, helps your body regulate the way your body utilizes fat, so it helps reduce the adverse consequences of obesity. Used for skin problems, it'll help cleanse and detoxify at the microcirculatory level, which is right underneath the skin. And then all kinds of different things, you know, used for osteoarthritis and all these cardiovascular system problems, reducing psychological stress. So therefore, it works on the hormonal system. I can go on and on. It's just a dense couple of pages on this very thing. But it's basically another anti-inflammatory, very contributory with its own unique phytochemicals that help with the detoxification processes in the body. And that's pretty much it for this particular heifer.
Yeah, it's amazing because I crave a lot of those foods so much. My liver is my weak point, and genetically and for other reasons. And I think a lot of people struggle with their liver health and liver function as well. And it's just amazing to me that list of foods, how I actually crave them because my body is, you know, wanting those for various reasons. And so let's talk about another DNA drop called MLS. So that's kind of the multi-spectrum of nutrients, kind of like the overall, maybe the broad spectrum multivitamin, if you will. And it was specifically designed to aid in gut health, which again, a lot of people struggle with. So can you talk a little bit about the ingredients in MLS?
The MLS has the artichoke leaf as well and the dandelion, but it has other things in it too that actually address the whole system. And I call it the pan-systemic drop because it has so many different plants in it and literally at least 300 or more different phytochemical compounds in all the plants altogether that really work really well in synergy to keep every single cell and every single body system operating or functioning optimally. And so that means it's providing all the ingredients that the body needs to cleanse and detoxify, regenerate new cells and tissues, and to duplicate its DNA because our cells are constantly duplicating in cells and we have to transfer that precious genetic code intact into the newly forming cell. And that's where a lot of the health problems come in because the DNA gets degraded over time when a person does not have a huge array of nutrients to choose from in the different foods. So, I mean, we can't go out and buy all these different foods. There's just so many, right? And we would be overeating the fibers. It would be much better to just extract the DNA components from the plants and all the other energy producing, you know, protective organs within the cells of these plants so that our bodies can immediately use them for our own cells. So that's what the drops are so great about. And so the MLS it's called multi-spectrum for a reason. It addresses every single need of every single body system, including the detoxification process, but kind of gives the heifer drop a huge boost in order to truly really clean house and really do a lot of the repair work and reduce the inflammation because of the damaged cells at the microcell level. So this is what I love about the MLS. When someone asks me, which should I start with? I always suggest the MLS.
Yeah, because this is good. I like this. This is like the meat, the detail that I think because my audience, they're pretty advanced. So I think like this detail is like, it's really, really good.
And that's exactly why I wrote the book, because people weren't going to know where to look for this information. A lot of people, they might know how to extract information from the scientific studies, but a lot of people don't. And so it's a good review for many, and also it's a big eye-opener for the rest of them.
Can you tell us the name of your book that you wrote and where people can get it?
Yes, it's called Potent Superfoods for Lifelong True Health. It's at my website, holisticchoices.com, and under Books by Mary Esther, click on that and all the books I've written. You scroll down a bit, it's a green cover, so it's down at the bottom.
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, for any of you guys listening that want to do a super deep dive on nutrition, obviously Mary is incredibly knowledgeable, decades of experience. So it seems like a perfect reference. And anyone listening that they need like kind of like a desk reference for nutrients and what they do, it sounds like a great resource for that too.
Absolutely. There's a lot of information on my website and also at my YouTube channel. If you type in Mary Esther Gilbert on the YouTube search box, my channel comes right up. So I provide a lot of educational material. And those who want even more education, that's why I'm opening up the True Health Mastery Institute, where for only $12.97 a month, they get a lot of perks. If you click on the tab at my website that describes what the perks are and being a member, then they will get a true education as they progress, through a lot of the information that I'll be teaching there over time. We can always go back to the personal or the private library for members only back in there. I stopped doing one-on-one consultations because I wanted to reach a much larger segment of the population because people are dying out there and they need to know why these nutrients are so life-saving and so life-changing.
Yes. And I think so many people are dealing with malnutrition that even people that are eating seemingly fairly healthy diets or what they think are healthy diets, when they really get down to it, they can be very, very nutritionally deficient, even if they're eating, organic food and they may not eating enough variety, or just they have digestive issues, or there's just something going on where they're not getting all of the nutrients they need, and it causes them to eat more food and have cravings and just causes a multitude of different health issues when you have nutrient deficiencies. So let's go back to the MLS. So this MLS DNA drop, and you guys want to learn more about these in a deep dive, you can go to dnadrops.co. You can on there you can see all the different drops this company sells and what they have in them, and you can purchase them as well. But let's go into the MLS, the multi-spectrum, and what that has in it.
Okay, so we've gone over the artichoke leaf and we've gone over the dandelion root. And so let's go over the other ones. The next one would be the carnation seeds. And so they smell an awful lot like clove, but they're actually a different plant than the cloves, but they're very similar. They must be in the same family or something. But yeah, the clove seeds are very spicy, very, very important to include. They help with the respiratory system. So they help facilitate better breathing, oxygen delivery. And oxygen is another detoxification element that has to be in the body. That's why exercise is so important. Not only does it increase the circulation, but it increases the oxygen intake. It can help destroy a lot of the free radicals and break up a lot of these synthetics in there too. So a lot of these synthetics are tight bonds, and the only thing that can break them loose would be the charge that's necessary of the oxygen molecule in the whole food form or through exercise when you're inhaling through the air. So there's quite a complex chemistry involving oxygen. But so many of these foods contain the carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen molecules, which helps to oxygenate the body as well. So that's also an important thing for moving things through and eliminating toxins. So this is known as a warming spice. It improves the digestive process, and anything that improves the digestive process improves the breaking down the molecules of foods so that you can utilize them at the microcell level. It also strengthens, the stomach, meaning the functions, the peristaltic actions, and the secretion of the hydrochloric acid and the various enzymes that are being broken down. That process requires energy. So that's what they mean by strengthening the stomach and liver functions. That means that it helps its liver do its job to move things through and prevent a lot of these toxins from being stored. And it's also been shown to be a great antibacterial. It's one of the strongest antibacterial foods in the world. And it's been shown to inhibit various kinds of very stubborn bacteria that even hospitals and the antibiotics have been known to have trouble, eliminating in the body. So it's a great antifungal, and it's been tested against liver, breast, and colon cancer, and very strong antitumoral activity. So it has all these different classifications called phenolic compounds, where they are antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-inflammatory. They have all these different organic acids that help complete a lot of the biochemical processes at the cell level. It's just an amazing food. So it helps detoxify against aluminum and lead, and helps against the fats in the body that can become rancid or oxidized. It helps, maintain or help prevent that problem. And it also can reduce all of these cells that are circulating in the body produces under stress. the immune system sometimes doesn't, if your body's not nourished, the immune system isn't always up to the job of recognizing what it should eliminate and what it shouldn't. The clove has been shown to help the body determine, or the immune system determine, what to get rid of and what to not to get rid of. So it's great free radical scavenging actions. So it helps the body reduce the stress chemicals the body produces, like reactive oxygen species, or the whole array of different types of species that the body generates under severe stress. So it helps regulate that. Yeah, and this is just skimming, you know, the surface. If you really want to get the book, then you can, I list hundreds of scientific references to back up everything that's asserted here in the book.
Okay.
But this is a pretty good summarization, you know, that's what the monographs are for. They're to summarize the science. And of course, the scientific references are always there as well.
Okay, great. And then let's talk about SLD. So this is one of my very favorite of the DNA drops, because this is going to help reduce inflammation, which causes pain. And this for me is a big one, because I think as I gotten into menopause, I just have more pain, more muscle pulls, less ability to repair. It's super annoying. And the SLD, I really noticed a big difference in my pain levels, just from like pulling a muscle or lower back issues or just stuff that just pops up. The SLD really helped to reduce the inflammation. So talk a little bit more about what is in the SLD DNA drops.
Yeah, it seems to be replacing the MSM, methyl sulfonylmethane supplements out there that were, you know, out there for decades. And I should take that, and it would help increase my flexibility, you know, having been in the martial arts and different sports over the years and never had any injury or problems. You know, people half my age would retire early from the martial arts because they were too stiff. They didn't know how to replenish those micro tears in their muscles and all of that. So the MSM was helping. However, the SLD contains the sulfur compound. That's one of the components in those MSM supplements. And also it's an active form of sulfur. So it's going to be even more effective. Sulfur is not considered to be an essential mineral. However, it's on the periodic table of the element. And it's actually utilized in every single one of our cells in the body. So I think it should be considered an essential mineral, because without it, a lot of things will dry up, and a lot of inflammation problems would crop up as well. So these particular plants in the slide in the SLD drop contain not just the sulfur, but a lot of the different phytochemical compounds that contain sulfur in them. So they're very great for reducing inflammation and cleansing the environment of the cell, and to actually increase the flexibility and pliability of all the tissues. So that makes you less prone to injury. You know, people get easily injured if they're in a state of inflammation and their cells are drying up and they're just not flexible because they're dehydrated, in a state of dehydration all the time. Water is very, very important to complete this process to make sure you're flexible and not prone to injuries. So yeah, and of course, protein, we're all made of protein. We have to have those animal-derived protein sources in addition to everything else to maintain those tissues, so that if they do break or tear at the micro level, then they'll be easily repaired. It's all, like I said, it works all in synergy and it works all together. The balsam pear fruit is the first one on the list. Yeah, you know, of course, the vitamins and minerals that are present that are always necessary. I mean, this has been a folk remedy in China for over 2,000 years, and the Chinese have recorded all of their knowledge in their materia medicas, which are over 5,000 years old, and they're still maintaining and adding more and more knowledge all the time to their system. So anyhow, been around for a very long time, anti-inflammatory, anti-hyperglycemic. So it helps control blood sugar. It aids the pancreas and its functions. And it's a diuretic. So if you take in the plant itself all by itself, and you're going to be able to get rid of the excess fluids in the body. This is not something that I advocate, because if you're balancing your mineral intake and all of your nutrient intake, and you're drinking water and you're exercising, getting plenty of sleep, your water balance is always going to be perfect all the time. You don't have to worry about being dehydrated. You don't have to worry about being overly bloated. And your cells will allow water to flow in and out of the cell as it should be, rather than pooling up around the cells, which forms edema or swelling, you know, of the tissues. So your water regulation is very, very important. Therefore, with water regulation, your kidneys are going to be optimally functioning as well. They're the ones that are necessary for all the water balance in your cells. All right, so it's been known also to relieve cough and constipation. And it's got all these phenolic acid, these huge array of phytonutrient compounds that have been known to prevent the degenerative process that puts one at risk for heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and cancers. So the polyphenols are extremely important. Anti-inflammatory, all the compounds in there that help aid the anti-inflammatory reaction and neutralize them, and because they do the repair process. For, you know, you're not going to have inflammation if your cells are functioning properly, and anything that happens to even damage them in the least is going to be repaired and acted upon immediately rather than having it cascade to the point where you feel the pain, you know, kind of thing. So yeah, the pears are extremely important for anti-inflammatory diabetes, you know, heart disease, and they aid in fat digestion. So they bind to all these bile acids in the intestines to help reduce the risk of like colorectal cancers and other intestinal issues surrounding the intake of the wrong types of fats, fried foods, like I mentioned earlier. It's been tested against all these different types of cancers as well. And we've got the ginger root. Ginger, like turmeric, they're in the same family, and it's been studied extensively by science over the years as well. And so it's also very important for alleviating any kind of like peptic ulcers, repairing the tissues in the stomach, preventing parasites, strengthening the blood vessels, and reducing the risk of blood clots. So it aids the immune system so that if there is a damage, then the repair work is done as quickly as possible and the clot is dissolved before it breaks off and causes obstructions in the circulatory system, which would lead to a stroke or a heart attack, you know, kind of thing. So this is a very good preventative root. And all these different phytonutrient compounds, of course, it's high in choline, which is a precursor to the neurological functions of the brain and the nervous system, muscle movement, you know, brain functions. It's been known to help reduce the pain or build the tissues of the tendons and the bones. And the aorta too, because that large vessel contains also silica, liver, hair, skin, nails, all those things. So the ginger is very good for that. I'm trying to gear it so that it's applicable to the MLS, but really the MLS, like I said, it's pan-systemic. And if you go into the scientific literature, you'll see that the ginger root really addresses just about every body system as well. That's why I took a lot of time at it to summarize it in this book. So then we've got the grapple plant root. This comes from South Africa, and it's been used for fevers and arthritis, meaning if it's used for arthritis, obviously it has anti-inflammatory components. Okay, and it's used for anything having to do with the digestive disorders, skin problems. It's even an appetite stimulant. So it an appetite stimulant would be to create the environment in the stomach so that there's no damage in the tissues, and the cells will produce enough hydrochloric acid and all the other enzymes to help break down food properly. Or the enzymes themselves are digestive aids, that kind of thing. The grapple plant root is very important, reduces pain, any kind of pro-inflammatory biomarkers. If a person is in a state of inflammation and they go to the doctor and they have blood work done, then they can detect things like cytokines, the ROS factors, and all these other different things, C-reactive protein, all these inflammatory markers. So this will actually heal the processes so that there is no inflammation. There's no inflammatory reactions in the body. So that's the key. You know, a lot of doctors have been very perplexed when my clients go back to them and they are healed. And the doctors say, well, keep doing what you're doing. Even though I used to provide the scientific data, rarely did a doctor ever stop to read them. They just didn't want to be bothered. They might be different nowadays. It's been 13 years since I've been in practice, but I would always try to educate the medical people. And I think they're starting to get on board, you know, they're starting to get the message. But anyhow, this is another one of the, you know, superfoods. Anti-diabetic, anti-epileptic, and these are all the phytonutrient compounds that act on the nervous system to calm down these reactions and even repair the mechanisms that cause these types of reactions in the body. It's an analgesic, so it's been used to reduce pain. And of course, while it's reducing the pain as an analgesic, it will go in and repair the problem so that you don't have a pain anymore. I know I'm repeating myself, but this comes up all the time in these very enzyme-active anti-inflammatory plants, and they each have their own array of phytonutrient compounds that act in synergy together to address different kinds of inflammatory reactions in the body. And of course, the green tea leaf has been around for a very long time. Everyone knows that the green tea leaf is antioxidant. It's very good for when you're taking in after a meal. You know, it helps digest the fats and helps break down the carbohydrates. All these nutrient compounds in the green tea are very, very good for digestion. Else prevent liver toxicity because of those nutrient compounds, helps build strong blood vessels. It contains the flavonoids, which your body converts to bioflavonoids. All these flavanols and phenolic acids act in synergy as great antioxidants. So it'll prevent the cholesterol from building up in the blood, preventing the narrowing of the arteries, atherosclerosis, and helps aid and oxygenate the heart and the brain. Slows the aging process because aging is all about the degenerative process. So when you've returned your cells to a more youthful state, then of course your aging is going to be slowed down. So it's an antiviral, prevents the formation of new abnormal blood vessels that form in tumors. So a cancer will start forming its own blood network and its own blood vessels. So these phytonutrients help the immune system determine that it's not a self, does not belong in the body. It's a foreign cell. And they work together to just disassemble. You know, they go right in, break open that cell and go right inside where the DNA is replicating that damaged, confused, very horrific DNA. And it starts breaking those things down so that it cannot replicate itself and eventually it dies off. So that's what's so great about these phytonutrient compounds in these plants. So then we've got the licorice root, also been used by, in traditional indigenous cultures for centuries, been recorded dating back to 2100 BC. Help eliminate phlegm and relieve coughing. So it has a very specific enzyme action that acts on the phlegm that forms in the respiratory system. And so it's because of the different terpenoid compounds and 300 different flavonoids that are in there that are known to help break this stuff down. It's antiviral, antimicrobial. It helps the immune system. In other words, it goes in and repairs any kind of misinformation that's been forming at the DNA level in the immune cells. So it helps to correct those, increase the body's resistance to infectious diseases, and to recognize it doesn't belong in the body to help eliminate them. These are great components like glycyrrhizin, you know, and different variations of that molecule. It's got antiviral properties, all these different compounds that I list here. I've developed a phytochemical database in the book as well, so that if you see a compound and you want to look it up, it's in the database section. So when I was gathering the book together, I noticed that phytonutrient databases all over the internet were in different places. They didn't contain all of them. So what I did was I swept the internet and I just gathered as many of these phytonutrients as possible to put them in the book. And especially the ones that were shown in the scientific literature for these botanicals. So they're all in there and you'll be able to tell exactly what these phytochemical compounds do. All right. So it's been known to disable the herpes simplex virus type 1 and the rotavirus, keep it from replicating. And actually viruses have a lot of things in common. Once the DNA cannot be infiltrated in the body, at the RNA level, it's disabled, then it's not going to be able to infiltrate the body and establish itself in the body. This is a really important product, the licorice root is known for that. And of course, the science has gone so far, it's gone a long way, but there's still so much work to be done in the scientific community to go further and test further what all of these different compounds do in these plants. But this was what I was able to pull out in the peer-reviewed studies, which is pretty thorough, and what's out there today so far.
Yes. And, you know, and it's amazing. Like I mentioned, when I started taking the DNA drops, I felt so much better. I felt, like I said, an increase in energy. And there's so many different, like I said, there's 18 different DNA drops. Like, here's one that I take. It's called PWR, kind of for power. It's for women's hormones. One, it's BTY for beauty. It's got a lot of different nutrients in there to improve beauty. There's one called AIR for air that's helping with breathing, oxygen exchange, your lungs. One called Relax, RLX, that has different components I take at bedtime, or if I feel stressed, to help relax you. There's one NRM that's for blood sugar control and facilitates weight loss. And there's ones for brain. That's BRN. I mean, there's so many different ones that are fantastic. So I really encourage you guys to go to dnadrops.co and learn all the different ones. And I have an entire shopping bag full of DNA drops. I bought about a 3-month supply. I bought all 18 of them and just, you know, wanted to get the best deal possible. So I bought a lot at one point. If you sign up as a Prime customer, you get 20% off a lot of the different nutrients and 20 to 50% off like 16 different types of the DNA drops. So that's preferable. That's a preferable choice. And you also have opportunities to share these with your family and friends as well. And if you guys have any questions or any concerns, you want to learn a lot more about the DNA drop. So you can contact Mark Axelson, Mark at healthandmed.com, and his phone number is 435-531-2554. But Mary, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show. You're so knowledgeable about health and nutrition. And for me, it gives me a lot of peace of mind with someone that's got your decades of experience and the depth and breadth of the research that you've clearly done, that you back the DNA drops and you take these personally yourself and recommend them in your courses. I'm sure it just gives me a lot of peace of mind. This is the right choice. It's the choice that I'm making for the majority of my nutrition, the supplements that I take. I take spirulina and detox products and my own supplement line as well. But these are what I'm taking right now to meet my nutritional needs based on what I've seen and how I felt and the other testimonials that I've seen as well.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And I love talking about this. I don't know how much I know until the questions start coming and then it just spills out. You know, all this knowledge very deep in the brain just comes out. It's always triggered. But yeah, I do a pretty thorough job of going over every drop every month on the company Zoom calls. And I always post the documentation that I create for the associates or for the customers, you know, and a lot of the medical people out there like yourself who want to share this product. It's the most effective one I've ever found. It's the most live product that I've ever found, which is so important. You know, we need to have those live components in everything we put into our body.
So you have more educational videos about the DNA drops on your website, correct? So what is your website? Where can people go to see those videos?
Yes, it's holisticchoices.com. And on the left side, all the links are on the panel at the left, and it says APL Go. Just click on that one, and it'll take you to all the PDFs that I've been producing for almost a year now, maybe almost 2 years now. But all the videos that have ever been done on all the products that I've been, you know, on the line with them are there as well. I just find them on the internet. There's not really one place to go to gather them. I seem to be the only one that has gathered them all in one place. So you'll get a real education, and you can download those PDFs and form your own booklet if you'd like. But if you want an even thorough your own, you know, investigation on all of the botanicals in these drops, then it's pretty thorough in my book, True Health Club. Absolutely superfoods for lifelong true health.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, and the company that sells this, they are APL Go. But go just check out dnadrops.co, go to that link, and then you'll go straight to a page on the APL Go website where you can learn all about the DNA drops and purchase them. If you want to get Mary's book, you want to take some of her courses and do a deep dive on nutrition, go to holisticchoices.com. So Mary, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Wendy. Have a great day, everyone.
And everyone, thanks for tuning in. I'm Dr. Wendy Myers, and every week I'm just so privileged and thrilled that you guys are tuning in every week. The Myers Detox podcast got up to number 23 in alternative health, and it's been in the top 30s recently. And, you know, it consistently is, for the most part, in the top 50s of the alternative health podcasts. And I'm just so pleased, because the whole point of me doing this is I want to teach people about health. I want to teach you guys, you know, all those little tips and tricks to help to upgrade your health. And if you just learn just one or two things from each show, it just makes me really, really happy. So thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys very soon. See you next week.
The Myers Detox Podcast is created and hosted by Wendy Myers. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Wendy Myers and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician. Thank you.